you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Oh, listening friend, you're in for a real treat, as I have some great music selected, and we're going to learn together about prayer, as is our custom on Mondays, as we read from the book Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And Lord willing, I hope to cover maybe three or four selections, one titled Big Enough to Pay the Bills, another one Build on the Basics, and also a balanced variety of prayers, and maybe we'll get to the modeled prayer. But I'll also share some music, a variety of music, which I love to introduce our listeners to, as God uses all types of people from all different backgrounds with various styles and preferences and talents and gifts. So you're going to hear a traditional arrangement by the National Christian Choir, the song titled Be Still, then a very smooth singing Fernando Ortega. I've not played this song much over the years, but I discovered it this morning, and it fits with our reading. So you'll hear from him singing, I Will Wait for My Change. And then we'll probably close out with a Southern Gospel favorite, He Knows Just What I Need by the Old Friends Quartet. So some good varieties from the National Christian Choir to the soloist Fernando Ortega to a quartet with that upbeat Southern Gospel style. And I trust if not all of these songs will bless you, at least maybe one of them. But allow God to use other styles and arrangements and tempos to expand your vision on how He uses a lot of music to His glory. And so to set up our first reading, titled Big Enough to Pay the Bills, I kind of want to set the stage or set our hearts to be readied to petition, to pray to God. We do this in our Thursday gatherings, our community-wide prayer gatherings, the first and third Thursday of every month. And so we met last Thursday, and we always set the stage before we petition and make requests and pray to God. We just spend time worshiping Him, lifting His name on high. He's the great sovereign Lord that is willing to help us, but He's worthy of our praise. So before we do any praying, we get our hearts stilled and just spend a time of worship. So may that be true for you now as you hear from the National Christian Choir, Be Still.
Be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
That was the National Christian Choir, Be Still, setting up my reading from the book Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. This section titled Big Enough to Pay the Bills, and this is our last reading in Chapter 7. And as mentioned, oftentimes we need to be still when we seek the Lord for prayer, recognizing He is sovereign, He can do all things, and nothing is a big answer to prayer for Him. It's all very small and easy, but oftentimes we just have to quiet our hearts, seek Him out, and let Him know what we need. Big enough to pay the bills. In 1936, Rice was called to preside over a 10-day meeting in a faraway city. After arriving, he was crushed to find that no money had been spent to advertise the meetings and that the crowd was tiny, not more than 50 people. The church was strapped financially, and the offering of $25 barely covered his travel expenses. On top of that, he desperately needed $920, a large sum of money in the Depression year of 1936, to cover the cost of printing and mailing his popular evangelistic newspaper, The Sword of the Lord. Rice had counted on the offering from this 10-day meeting to cover the expense for mailing his newspaper. Rice wrote that with tears in his eyes, he boldly told the Lord that the bills were his, God's problem, because they were incurred doing his work. Quote, "It is your paper, not mine. I did not save myself. I did not call myself to preach. If you want a paper, you must pay the bills, Lord. It is up to you to pay those bills." End of quote. The next morning on the train home, the porter came through the car holding a telegram and calling Rice's name. Rice took the telegram. It was from his secretary and simply said, "You have just received a check for $1,000 for your work." The money was from a man Rice had never seen, never written to, nor communicated with in any way. But we all know that, ultimately, the large sum of money did not come from man, it came from God, the God who is big enough to answer big, bold, specific prayers. Oh, listening friend, that is so true of this radio ministry. So many times we just prayed and asked God to provide, to encourage people to give. I can't even tell you how many times I've told the staff, this is God's ministry. It's not about an individual or a group or a board. If he wants it to continue, he's going to have to provide. Now, we need to be good stewards. We need to walk in cadence with the Spirit's leading, always lifting high the name of Christ, doing things above board, honorably, with integrity, and work hard. But we've never departed from the fact that this is God's ministry, and it's up to him to provide through many of you or in the unique ways that givers give. Whether it's the faithful monthly givers, the one-time end-of-year gift, the special endowment check that's received. Sometimes people have donated cars or appreciated assets or stocks. And so it's been rather amazing these many years how God continues to provide, and he is, in fact, big enough to pay the bills. Well, that concludes Chapter 7. This next reading is titled Build on the Basics. But here's Fernando Ortega singing, "I Will Wait for My Change," as oftentimes we have to struggle through things. But don't give up. God will see you through, and he may be waiting for a change in us. Maybe we need to experience greater faith, or lean on him a little harder, or just recognize apart from him showing up and doing his work, we're inept, unable, and can't do it by ourselves. Here's Fernando Ortega.
Days are few and full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers, and disappears like a fleeing shadow. If only you would hide me in the grave, conceal me till your anger has passed. the days of my struggle. I will wait for my change. I will wait for my change to come. Only do not hide your face from me. Don't take your hand away. Don't take your dust you have made me. And to the dust I will return. Surely you will count all my steps, but will not keep watch for my sin. Of the earth, only in you will I hope. All the days of my struggle, I will wait for my change. I will wait for my change to
was Fernando Ortega, I Will Wait for My Change. Can I get a testimony? Is that true of you? Are you struggling through something? Are you experiencing heartache or loneliness? Are you pleading for God to make a change? Are you anticipating that He does love you, that He will see you through, that He will meet your needs? He's a good, gracious God, and He does, in fact, have your best interest in mind. So hang in there, He's going to see you through. I'll continue our readings into chapter 8. This section is titled, Build on the Basics. And here's a quote from Psalm 109, verse 4. But I am a man of prayer. Psalm 109, verse 4. Recently, I was rereading the Psalms of David. As I did, I was pondering the true secret of David's greatness as a leader and stumbled upon a phrase that jumped out to me as if it were written in bold print, or better, as if it were spray-painted in neon. David penned Psalm 109 as he faced persecution. In verses 2 through 4, after describing the fierce opposition he was facing, at the end of verse 4, David simply wrote, "But I am a man of prayer." In the Hebrew, this multi-word phrase is all one word, tefillah, meaning prayer. It could describe an intercession, a supplication, or song. Some translate this word in its context as, "I give myself to prayer," KJV or ESV, or, "But I resort to prayer," Amplified Bible, or, "But I am in prayer," NASB. I prefer Spurgeon's view that David is saying in response to the persecution, "I become prayer." I especially like the way Adolf Saphir renders this word, tephilia, in Psalm 109 as simply, "I prayer," or "I'm prayer." Prayer was such a part of David's life that it defined him. His life was prayer. I love it. What was David's secret? What made him a man whose heart beat in rhythm with God? Acts 13:22. Why was David a man God trusted to shepherd God's people? One phrase says it all. "But I am a man of prayer." Better yet, one word says it all. Prayer. Oh, listening friends, that kind of does say it all. Prayer, how important it is for all of us, day in and day out, to be cognizant of the fact that God hears us, that He welcomes us petitioning and interceding on behalf of others, that He loves our faith to be grown and stretched as we see Him answer prayer in a variety of ways, and it's not always what we pray for or what we want. Many times it's even better in how He supplies it or the way it's given to us. And so I hope you'll draw near to Him today as He knows what you need. He knows your prayers before you even speak or pray them. And He does delight in you. He's created you. And He has plans and purposes to work out in your life. I'm going to close out with "He Knows Just What I Need" by the Old Friends Quartet, helping to remind you and myself, God does in fact answer prayer. He knows just what we need when we need it. And may you be comforted by that fact in truth. He's a good God that delights in you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each love. His arms about me.
just love.